animais estão morrendo de fome e de sede.
49.5 million listeners in Brazil today. Radio is an institution as Brazilian as samba itself. Brazil was the birthing ground of the shortwave transmitter and has the oldest history of radio in Latin America. But it hasn't remained static. Radio has been growing and changing with the years, from its birth early in the 21st century through repeated dictatorships and into the modern era. For WTUL, this is Archibald Rowan, Daniela Garcia Scholes, and Emily Floyd reporting.
In its earlier years, radio in Brazil was shaped heavily by a series of dictatorships. Elise Dietrich is a PhD candidate in Tulane University's Latin American Studies program, and also hosts a Brazilian music program on WTUL under the name DJ Sereia. She gives us some background on radio during the dictatorships and prior nationalist regimes.
Rádio Nacional was this radio station that they started in Rio in the 1930s that was really closely connected to Getúlio Vargas, Estado Novo, right? And that was sort of the beginning of radio, and they would put out very sort of nationalistic program.
Que a gente se sente como quem partiu ou morreu. A gente estancou
de repente. Luiz Roca grew up in Coronel Fabriciano, outside Belo Horizonte in southern Brazil, during the dictatorship.
He told us that radio was only music that was deemed Brazilian and a tribute to Brazilian culture, and many artists were resultingly forced off the air.
But radio has changed since the dictatorship. With the growth in social freedoms has come greater commercialization. Alex Soto was born in Sao Paulo, but lives today in Connecticut. He characterizes the state of radio today in his native country as
very, very commercial, with cheap humor and repetition. They play the same music every day, 10 times a day.
Although radio has become more commercialized, it still plays an important role in people's lives. Lucas Vernac is a host for 98.1 FM Belo Horizonte in southern Brazil. His station plays music but also provides traffic updates.
Sim, sim. Podemos ajudar muita gente.
Yes, we were able to help many people. Arrive at the doctors more easily, make their commute smoothly, avoid passing through areas that have congestion.
In Belo Horizonte's traffic-clogged streets, Lucas's station offers an essential service. Frequent listeners develop personal relationships with radio hosts. Jean Godinho, a resident of Niterói outside Rio de Janeiro, says,
if it were about trust, I would trust the radio. It's the oldest form of communication that we have.
Lucas Vernac agrees.
Today, radio is different. Before, people only knew the host's voice. Today, people know who owns that voice. The host is recognized not just for his voice, but also as a person.
Mas também pela pessoa.
Lucas enhances this personal relationship by using the internet. He begins each show by greeting people on Facebook. His station has an internet presence, but mainstream radio stations aren't the only ones going online. Elise Dietrich elaborates.
So there's a whole movement of Brazilian musicians now, mostly young musicians, who are making their own music, producing their own albums, and then releasing them for free on their websites.
Even as traditional radio becomes more and more commercialized, radio on the internet is dynamic and interactive. Radio in Brazil continues to maintain relevancy for Brazilians of all ages and walks of life, from influencing popular trends in music and culture to easing the daily commute. Radio was born in part in Brazil, and Brazilian radio continues to innovate and evolve into the 21st century. For WTUL, this has been Archibald Rowan, Daniela Garcia Schultz, and Emily Floyd reporting.
Morrendo de inveja, um tão me ver passar.